Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
News coming up, good sports right after that. And first, there is Stamps.com as we get back to the new normal, or as we adjust to the new normal, which is where we're at. Still need to be smart, still need to have business. Luckily, Stamps.com makes it easy. I've used Stamps.com here and at home for over a decade. We send out merch, we send out books, paperwork. It's all through Stamps.com. We have the scale. Just weigh your parcel, put the exact right amount of postage on it, send it out. Whether you're a small business sending invoices or an online seller shipping products, just working from home and you need to mail stuff, Stamps.com lets you buy and print U.S. postage for any letter or package 24/7 at home. 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 62% discount on USPS and UPS shipping rates. Special offer, 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone, top of the homepage. Type in Adam. Stamps.com. Enter Adam.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat. Stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinnie Tortorich approved and invented ultra fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. 4 shot glass ice molds so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice and the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
First, some sad news and very surprising when it was announced. Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman unexpectedly died on Friday, at the very least unexpectedly to the public. He passed away at home with his wife and family there. Boseman was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2016, but worked on films between treatments and chemotherapy. In addition to, of course, being an accomplished actor, he went to Howard University, graduated from there, attended British American Drama Academy at Oxford. And he played iconic roles, Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall. He kept it a secret for years. His team kept it a secret. And I have a picture. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this video came out, I think it was in May, of him talking about the 42 Foundation donating to, you know, to frontline workers. And people looked at the picture of him that looks like a completely different person we're looking at now, incredibly gaunt, skeletally thin, and said, you know, is he sick? What's going on with him? But he never talked about it. And fans didn't know. I broke it on KFI the other night, but I kept finding myself saying, but I haven't confirmed it. I haven't vetted it, because only like one little source in like some little local station had picked it up. And I said, TMZ's usually at it before anybody. No one had picked it up. And so, you know, within 15, 20 minutes, it was everywhere. But it was very surprising, very sad.
Sad, yeah. The guy had so much to offer. Anyone dying that way, 43, sad. 40, but, yeah. You know, he had so much work left in him. I guess he, in a weird way, didn't have a lot of success before his mid-30s or so.
It doesn't seem like it. When did 42 come out? I don't know.
It was like 7 years ago or something. Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, missed and... I don't know, in a weird way, just kind of symbolic of where we're at, in a weird way, like the the guy from Black Panther dies in the middle of all this shit, like the king. Like, it's just like weirdly symbolic and sad. And, other than he'll be missed, I don't know what we can say.
Well, the first thing I thought of was you saying, you know, what is lucky?
Because what is lucky?
The king of a movie that is so heralded and so loved and has played these iconic roles and, you know, just fashion. I mean, everybody thinks he, you know, they loved seeing him on the red carpet. And what a success story. And like that, he's gone.
And also, the being tapped to play the lead in that movie is the biggest break you'll ever get as a performer. Wow. As a black performer, I mean, what's going to get
an instant icon?
Instant icon, and then they're going to spin off the whole bunch of the Avengers meet the Wakanda over there, whatever it is. I don't know.
It's not bad, actually.
It's going to keep going. I know. I saw it in the theater with Sonny. We enjoyed it. It's going to just keep going and going and going. So, you know, presumably, about the time you go into production for that, you're also, someone taps you on the shoulder and says, by the way, you're not going to see your 50th birthday. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And so what is lucky? I mean, the diagnosis was about 2 years old. That movie, my time clock's all screwed up now, but he must have gotten the diagnosis shortly after completion of the movie, I guess.
Yeah, he got diagnosed in 2016.
Yeah,
oh,
and I was looking at his IMDb.
Sorry,
but like you said, I was looking at his IMDb, and remember, when the movie comes out, you have to assume that it started a year before,
yeah,
right?
Effects,
and
so he probably did get it.
Yeah,
you know.
See if you can work that timeline out, like when they went into production and when he was diagnosed. But either way, he would have given all that up for a better diagnosis. So sure. All of you are walking around out there without colon cancer. Think about what it is you might want to do.
So if he was diagnosed in 2016, principal photography for Black Panther began in January 2017.
Mm. Mm. Ew. Anyway, it's sad. But, you know, he made it to 43 and we were talking about him.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't make it out of high school. They buy it on a motorcycle accident in high school in Wyoming, you know. So, you know, it's all, to me, given... You know, most people don't see their 90th birthday. So you have from 0 to 89, basically. And then in 0 to 89, what was that life like? Were you on a baton death march? Were you working with children and saving lives and molding youth? Were you with Laird Hamilton riding a 70-foot wave? Like, what were you doing? What side of human trafficking were you on? Were you on the losing side or the winner side of human trafficking? Like, and then it all factors in from there. You know, he lived to 43. He has a couple iconic roles. Everyone is beloved. Started a foundation. I don't know.
All accounts, a really good guy.
And by all accounts, a really good guy. And I don't know. How tragic is his life? I mean, certainly not compared to human history.
Yeah.
And certainly not compared to a lot of people we went to high school with.
Yeah, and speaking of human history, you know, for 2020, tragically cut short. For another time period, he'd been a great grandfather. So it's
true.
All relative, but he absolutely will be missed.
And he was secretly married. They got engaged in October.
Boy.
And so, yeah, oh, wow. During the last
private guy.
Life, they had a secret wedding.
Seen the end coming.
Yeah.
So we touched on this before, but just to give people who don't live in California a taste of what we're going through, we now are on a color coding COVID system. And you're going to have to play along at the home game to figure out what color goes with what. So
I talked to Drew about this today. He was rip shit pissed.
Oh, yeah.
The color coding ever worked?
No.
And
like a DEFCON wrong. They get it
right.
Mixed up.
I'll tell you why color coding never works. And it didn't work with the terrorist threat thing either, because there's nothing inherently different about orange to yellow to magenta to turquoise that implies
blue or
any
green.
Right.
Blue
it doesn't
or green
imply
green
anything.
Really
if you,
you
did,
brought up green for a good reason, I'll tell you.
You know, if you do this thing where you do like you make sense of things, like, you know, like where you go, Well, there's an acorn, and then there's an oak tree, and there's a sapling. You know, there's stages. Right. Like, you go, okay, well, an acorn, that'll be the smallest, and then the sapling will be bigger, and then the oak tree will be the... But if you just randomly assign colors and stuff, there's nothing for your mind to grab onto.
Nope.
But sorry,
this
go
is
ahead.
One of those situations. So just hours after state officials allowed California salons to offer indoor services, L.A. County, our county, said not just yet. L.A. County salons with outdoor spaces have been able to offer services outside, but one not chemical processes. You know, you're not going to get your perm outside anytime soon. So instead of the tiered system, we now have a color coding system. So the colors are yellow, orange, red. Red, what could possibly come after red? Everybody knows that red is the big alert. No, purple. Purple's the worst one.
Right.
And Gavin Newsom said, we don't use green because green would imply that we're safe. And, you know, it's like everything's back to normal. Green light, go.
Right.
So we don't use green. So I guess that was all the science that went into it.
Yes.
So purple means widespread.
Science.
That's seven daily cases per 100,000. Red, below purple, substantial, 4 to 7 cases per 100,000.
The notion that red is not the worst is always always bad, and the worst
code purple. I've never heard of that.
Named after a dinosaur. Yes.
Adam, you love range. What is more range than the color red? It's either extreme danger, like the red light's blinking, or code red, or it's love.
Yeah,
or it's Valentine's.
Hearts, Valentine's, and then there's the red light district. Don't get me started.
That's right.
The thing I was yelling about with Drew is it was driving me nuts. Drew hates this system. He's like, we're never going to get to the point where it's safe enough because it's just people die. That's how it works. People get sick. All right. I mean, he had this. I don't know what it was. Like one person for a month can't get it, whatever it was. I don't know what it is. The point is this. The thing that's insidious about the color-coded system is it's something for these pussies to hide behind when they're saying lock it down, because you go, I want to reopen my nail salon, and they go, let me check. Oh, we're at magenta. Sorry.
Yeah,
I wish we
day.
Could get off of there. It always reminded me of like when I said to my boss at A&B Carpet Cleaning, who ran the whole company out of his apartment in Sherman Oaks, you know, I'd go, hey, shouldn't we get some driving time, Art, if we're going to be driving the van from your apartment in Sherman Oaks and then driving it over to the Colony Kitchen in Ventura? Shouldn't we get some driving time? He's like, I'll bring it up at the next meeting. It's like there was no next meeting. It was him and his girlfriend, you know? And then I'd see him the next time and be like, yeah, they shot it down pretty good. Pretty good. That was kind of a non-starter. And I think he's going to do that with the color board. He's going to go like, yeah, I wish we could reopen, but look at the color board. It's out of my hands. There's nothing we can do. We're at orange.
Purple.
Or purple or yellow or whatever we're at. Yeah.
Well, this is something that we brought up. We've definitely talked about this just in theory, and now it's closer to a possibility, which when we talk about things that just make sense, a consensus is building among public health experts that it's better to keep university students on campus after a COVID outbreak rather than send everybody home across the nation and back to their families when something like this happens. So obviously the thinking being it's easier to isolate sick or exposed people and trace their contacts when you leave them where they are in this little bubble. Epidemiologist and spokesperson Ravina Culler is from the Infectious Diseases Society of America and made that point as well. Sending students home risks exposing everybody that they go home to. It makes it almost impossible to do the contact tracing. She says, there's just inevitably going to be an outbreak. Colleges need to take on the burden of having these students kept at their campuses and take care of them.
I think.
Because didn't we say that when this first happened? Like, everybody go home? Which was crazy.
There's three things that we kind of do as a society, and one of them has been argued away or been removed because of school shooters and terrorists taking over airplanes or mini malls or whatever. But we have this reaction. It kind of reminds me a lot, like we all comically laugh at the 50s and the 60s when like they're showing films at school going duck and cover, you know, there's an atomic bomb. Atomic bomb is being dropped on your junior high. You got to climb under the desk. You know what I mean? So it's like, now we all look at that. It's like, oh God, what were these fools thinking of? Well, they were adults at the time, and it was in color. You know what I mean? Like, these were normal people going, it's 1957. There's a problem with the Ruskies. And if someone drops an H-bomb, then we should take cover. The kid's got a cover under the desk. So we all look at it and we laugh and we go, please, what were they thinking? Like, how is that going to help? And then we got to, hey, if somebody pulls a gun on you or does it, we got into this compliance thing. You know, you hand them the wallet, right. Back off, let them do it. You know, if they want to come, if they want to fly the airplane, let them fly the airplane. You know, get out of the way. You know, let them take what, you know, and then somebody started figuring out, you know, if someone's shooting up a classroom or wants to fly the airplane, you got to fight them. Like that was the next thing. I think when we get a bunch of distance from this one, this is sort of go home and don't leave, or everyone just gets sent home and told not to go anywhere. That'll probably play out like the crawl under the desk. But this is what we do as a society. When we don't have answers, we go home and lock it down, or right. Shut the business, or, you know, shut the park down, or put. I went to the beach today. They had a. Max Zapata can find this. I went to the beach and they had this big wooden like slide and swing set. It just had the tape around the swing set and the slide. Like, okay. Except for it doesn't do anything, but all right, you've saved the nation. It's outdoors, it's at the beach, it swings, and they took the swings and swung them around the pole they were swinging off of and then put the police tape. My God, this has been the greatest year for police tape, guys. It used to have to be like a gang style shooting or something for you to bust out the police tape. Now it's like every single patio, every place, every bathroom is like, blah, blah, blah. So we're just going to go back and look at it. Yeah, it's the winner of the COVID-19 is the police tape guy. Or the
Is that the beach club?
Yeah, that's the beach club.
Damn, I recognized it from that swing set.
You do?
Seriously.
Yeah, it'd be fun for the kids to play on and perfectly safe because they're outdoors, but you got to put the tape around the police tape around the swing set because it's too dangerous or something. You know what it is? Here's what it is, and here's what I worry about. When people go, hey, we did something, and you go, what'd you do? Well, we sat down, we had a long talk about race. Yeah, and then what? And then we got out the police tape, and we went around the swing set. So our work is done.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. All right, let me hit LifeLock here. Warning, there's a new phishing scam that masquerades as a billing error. Alert from Netflix pushing victims to update their payment details within 24 hours. And they say, well, your subscription will be avoided. So everyone panics. And the next thing you know, they get your information. The link even redirects you and redirects the people to very realistic looking CAPTCHA form, a very realistic CAPTCHA form, which I just found out what that was a week ago. A CAPTCHA form.
Oh, yeah. Select all the traffic lights or whatever. Yeah.
Make sure you're a human.
It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale. On the dark web, if you become a victim of identity theft, you have access to dedicated restoration specialists. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
What else you got, Gina?
I will tell you in a second. I was looking for a picture to show you, but I can't find it. It's Andy took this. It looks like a time life picture. It will be the historic screenshot of our time. It's the other day he and the kid went walking around and went to the playground, and it's all bolted up. It's chained, you know, big chain around the chain link fence. And it's just the little 5-year-old with his mask on, like looking sad and confused, like why he can't go in. And Andy took the picture from like 20 feet away. It was just like,
don't you?
So that's the picture.
Don't you guys feel that a lot of the outdoorsy stuff, like the swing set and a lot of those sorts of measures or the proclamation of, hey, we got to shut down the swing set. A lot of that stuff was made when we were unclear and somewhat obsessed with spreading it via touch. You know, like people were into a lot of like wear gloves. You know, like remember when so seems like it was about 4 months ago when people were dropping food off and setting it on the porch and then sort of walking backwards away from it. And then my daughter would bring it in and she'd spray it down with alcohol and like wipe everything down. So everything that came into the house needed to be wiped down or quarantined or take your shoes off or wipe. Everything was wipe it down. So we were in a wipe it down phase. And the wipe it down phase was you got to shut down those swings in that place because people are handling things and their germs are all over the place. And we're in a kind of wipe it down germ thing. So we're at this this phase where we're really worried about touch and spreading via fomites and touching and objects and wiping everything down. And so we rolled right into, we'll shut down all the swing sets because it's outside and the kids and the sun's shining, but they're touching everything. Right. And then we went from that to droplets. So then we got deep, you know, crazed mask and more masks. So the way to solve this was now through wearing masks. We abandoned wiping everything down and spritzing everything with alcohol and wearing the rubber gloves. So why are the swing sets still closed down? Like, I feel like that's just, see, I'll tell you kind of the problem with this. The problem with this and living how we live in Los Angeles, especially in California, is the governor or whomever, it's sort of like this. I tell you guys all the time, when I used to work in Koreatown, I used to do earthquake rehab, and the sign said, no parking, street cleaner, 12 to 2 p.m., and I'd pull in at 1:45 to park because you couldn't find any place to park down there, and I'd see the fresh tracks of the street sweeper that just went by, and then the meter maid would show up and go, I'm writing you a ticket. I'd go, I'd say, the sweeper just went by, and he'd go, he'd point at the sign, he'd go, 12 to 2. And I go, right, it's 1:45. And I go, yes, for the sweeper. And the sweeper just passed. So now I may park here. No, you may not. When you start getting into that realm as a society, it's bad. And so what happens is they go, shut down the salons and shut down the parks and the swings and shut down the hair salons and the nail salons or whatever. And you go, okay. And then at some point you go, you know what? It turns out no danger is posed for the swings and no danger is posed for the hair salon. And they go, yeah, but we shut them down. And you go, I know.
What are we to do?
Now, we'll accept your apology in the form of an arrangement of flowers and now fucking open them back up. It's like, well, they're shut down. And we'll have a meeting about opening them back up because it's going to take something to open them back up now. And so now we're living in a world where all the fucking parks are just shut down. And, you know, the trails were all shut down for a while and the beaches all shut down. It's like, okay, but then the science came in, and it turns out it's from droplets. It's not from kids holding seats and chains and whatever. And it's like, yeah, but we're never in a hurry to re-undo or fix anything. It's like a kind of a the parks are chained up. We put shit on the basketball court. Like, no, none of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, but now we should reopen it. It's like, yeah, we could. Or we could not. Like, we do whatever we want to do, and this is the problem with the power people. Big problems. There's no reason why parks and kids, and also kids like to play, and there is
especially when they're all in Zoom school. It's more important to go to the park now than ever.
It's 90 degrees.
And Kaylin, I think you have that picture I sent you. This is kind of that Time Life picture. He's kind of peeking around the corner with his mask on, wondering why everything's chained up.
Yeah, it's chained up because they don't care, and there's no forces, there's no powers that be. They're not going anywhere. They don't need your vote. They're in. They're not going anywhere, and there's no competing parks opening up across the street. And if there was a competing park, they'd have to go to them to pull a permit, and then they dictate the rules to the competing park, which is you can't be open as long as we're closed. All right, let me hit Geico here. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? you hit Geico. Never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 17th. Just visit geico.com to learn more. That is geico.com. Let's do one more, Gina Grad.
All right. Well, you know what? I know we just had this whole discussion and I was on your side, but then I remembered maybe it's not safe to be outside. Maybe it's not safe to go to the park, and maybe it's not safe to fly a kite, because this was caught on tape, and it's, I will say in advance, she's okay and she's not hurt, but it is sort of terrifying and disturbing. A toddler was caught in the strings of a kite. And this happened this morning as we record this, and swept several feet into the air. You have it. You're watching right now. There's a big orange kite.
Well, let's explain. That kite is enormous.
Yeah, it's giant. And there she goes.
Oh, my God. I mean, she was.
People are screaming.
Oh, my God. This ain't. Yeah. Wow.
This is real.
She's 200 feet in the air.
Yeah.
I mean,
flailing.
She became entangled in the long tail of this giant kite. Gusty winds just whisked her up into the air, whipped her around above the crowd screaming. And the little girl remained in the air for 30 seconds.
She's still there. I've been talking this whole time.
Oh, my God.
Were able to grab her and pull her back down.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. The next time I see one of those Chinese acrobats like talking shit, I'm going to be like, well, this chick had no training whatsoever and did 10 times whatever show you just put out.
That's right.
That was crazy. She was in the air. And the other thing that's always random about this stuff is she was randomly hooked in to the strings of this kite. They could have randomly undone themselves at any point or broken or anything. And that kid was dead at the height that young person was.
And she was being, like, you know, thrown about. Yeah. She wasn't floating. Please don't picture this girl floating
like
in the air.
Like a rag doll.
Oh, my God. And then landed into the arms of everybody,
they
right?
Just, yeah, they just grabbed her as soon as she could, as soon as she was low enough. I mean, she was up there like the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz.
Wow. In a world where, you know, some of the stuff's like, a little underwhelming once it's advertised. This exceeded your expectations. Yeah. This delivered, man. That kid was way. Wonder where that was.
In Thailand.
Remember
Taiwan.
That balloon boy hoax?
The balloon boy. Yeah. What was
that? I watched on the news is supposedly this, you know, family created that rocket. The dude created a rocket, and apparently he said that his son jumped in it and he launched it.
Right.
And it was this balloon. And so they watched on the news for like seven hours.
I forgot about that one.
This is the real. That one took 8 hours.
This one
took 30 seconds. Kite girl. You know it's real.
Wow. That is crazy. But she better go on to do something with her life. Like if
something magnificent.
If I roll up on her in 20 years and she's just like, she's just ordering Grubhub and watching Real Housewives
of
Korea or wherever.
She's
a webcam girl. I'm going to be pissed because you
That's
are.
That's my next story.
You have a webcam story?
I do, but
Let's
we can save it. If you,
I'll
okay.
hear it. Let's hear it.
It's so funny that you said that. So remember I told you the other day about former Disney star Bella Thorne, and she's doing this fans-only site now, and she raised $1 million her first day.
Because, I had to verify that. Checks out, turns out.
I'm sure you did, because guys like Brian were dying to see a former Disney star in all of her glory on a web girl site. Well, now her... let's say her coworkers on the site are pissed because now, and they say it has to be because of her. This all happened at the same time. The new subscription service is imposing all these different things now. Payment caps of $50 on pay-per-view posts, a hold on payments that would force some international creators to wait a month to receive their money. And for a lot of these gals, this is the livelihood. So they liked the way it was going until now. So this
let me ask this. Yeah. I'm a little naive.
Yeah.
You know, the webcam thing, I always, like, there's things, it's kind of weird. It's like the phone sex. You know, back in the day, there was phone sex, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not really into phone sex because I feel like you're talking about this thing over the phone. I get why it's alluring to some people. But again, it was never quite... you know, there's no visual aspect to it or whatever. And then there's this part, and it's the allure. I don't know who's into the webcamming here, but is the allure the communication? Like you get to go, hey, touch your boobie. Or is that how it works? Or what?
That drop.
that's in it. Because my feeling is like, eh, you got porn and then you got prostitutes. This feels like a neither fish nor fowl. But look, it's a multi-cajillion dollar business. Like, it definitely, definitely worked. And I wasn't down with the phone sex either. But
are you sure?
Maybe you just got didn't have why the right, it worked.
Maybe yeah. you just didn't have the right girl. Can you ask me a series of yes or no questions?
Okay. Are you wearing lingerie?
Ooh, yeah.
Is Gwen Stefani doing phones?
I'm just a girl. Ooh.
Are you hot for me?
Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who else is on this call?
Is that my dad? Hey, I'm thinking about coming over there and paying you a visit. Would that be cool?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you normally model, or is it all the webcam stuff?
Ooh, yeah.
And do you have your bachelor's degree or your master's degree?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Who do you like in the upcoming election? Are you a Trump guy or a Biden
ooh,
guy?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think about Pence and his foreign policy? Do you think he weighs into Trump? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, God, I don't know, you think... Who's going to finish with a better record this year? Is it going to be the Patriots or is it going to be Tampa Bay now with Brady and Gronk?
Oh, yeah.
Very enthusiastic.
That Maybe that's great. Why.
That's and nice.
Find the right gal. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to find the right gal.
I'm naive and I have not been to OnlyFans. Is OnlyFans a webcam site or a porn site? Like, or is it for ostensibly anyone?
I don't know anything.
I'm telling you, back in the day when I would go rent a porno film because I could not I could not afford to own a porno and I'd rent it, they would all start with the chick in the 800 number, the 900 number. I can't remember which one it was, but they wanted you to call. But again, even then, the chick would be blowing a guy and she'd like look at the camera and go, oh, I've been thinking about you. And I'd be like, well, why are you blowing that guy? Like, I thought we had something here.
You're well, think about the poor fella, Adam.
Yeah. What about that guy? You're breaking down the fourth wall while he's trying to bust a nut? I don't think so.
Good luck with that.
I swear to God, those 616, you're blowing the guy and they like stop and go, oh, it's you. Good. I've been wanting to talk to you. And I'm like, yeah.
In the mood for a party?
Clearly.
Yeah, well, you're blowing this other dude. And yeah, you're right. Brian's right. What about the perspective of that guy and his family, right? Like, what's his mom think about this gal who's blowing her son and now talking to me? Yeah. So I was like, I bet we're not going to have a substantive discussion on almost anything. So I never was in that, but I got the porn part and I get the strip club part and I get the prostitute part, although that's never been my bag. Yes. Do you have anything, Max Battle?
Oh yeah. Just for Brian. So OnlyFans is a content subscription service that allows porn. So it's not just porn, but since it allows pornography within the content, all the porn stars have flocked to using it.
Yeah.
But there's porn like chefs, fitness people.
We should find musicians. The one mainstream like actor who's on there.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, Bella Thorne.
By the way, like there. Popular sites that allow porn, it's like we're a small, well kept park in a beach city. We allow homeless. Now, the park is for barbecuers and taxpayers, but we will allow the homeless. Like, how long before that place is just filled with homeless people? Yeah. Like, that's kind of how sites work. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Simply Safe. You want to feel safe at home? Might I suggest Simply Safe? Two eyes in there. Protect your home today and get free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. I'm your emotional support animal that is up and running. You can check out my book and leave a review. It's up there on Amazon. I will read them. Brian Baumgartner from The Office is going to be on the show tomorrow, which is awesome. Gina's favorite show, by
so
the way.
Excited.
It's a great series. Tempe, Arizona Improv, September 18th and 19th. We'll do live podcasts there, and I'll do stand-up there as well. And then Salt Lake City Wise Guys, October 2nd and 3rd. Same, live there and stand-up. Go to AdamCarolla.com and find out where all the shows and merch and all that good stuff are. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Vinny Tortorich and Gina Grad and Ball Bryan say mahalo.
Stick around. Good Sports is coming up next with Dave Damaschek and Adam Carolla.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
I love sports fans. Welcome to a brand new week, sure to be filled with some hot sports talk. Dave Damaschek here, Adam Carolla over there. Welcome to Good Sports, Ace. Weird week last week, one of the weirdest that I can recall in sports because there weren't a whole lot of sports because the NBA, WNBA, and then that led to Major League Baseball to some level and then even the NHL. Taking the games off. How say you? What's your reaction to what we saw last week?
You know, a former version of myself would have cared. I'm now at the point, or maybe my prostate is just at a sufficient size, right? I turn on the news, LeBron James is screaming about having a target on his back, and I'm just like, I take some games off and come back. It's not even worth it anymore. Like, thank God, in a weird way, sports has been taken away from us sort of incrementally. Like, it was like, hey, I don't know if the season's going to start. And then it's like, I don't know if it's going to continue. And then it's like, it's going to continue, but it's not going to have fans in the audience, or we'll do it in the bubble or whatever it is. And now everyone going on strike and not going out or canceling the games or whatever it is, it doesn't feel so. What it feels like, in the past, it would have felt like I was pushed off of a two-story building. Now it feels like I'm just hopping off an apple crate because I've been lowered sufficiently. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not breaking bones anymore. It's like, they're not playing. All right. Well, this has been something we've been sort of slowly. It's the difference between somebody dying in a horrible car wreck and then somebody who gets diagnosed with cancer and over the course of 9 months passes away. By the time the death happens, it's sad, but you've kind of made your peace with it.
Boy, that's interesting, and that's kind of true at whatever your political leanings. But yeah, the 2020 calendar year has. In fact, I remember talking with you about that 6 months ago, that we are going to learn what is not just essential, because obviously two jamooks talking into microphones and cracking wise and stuff isn't by definition essential, but would you miss it if it's gone? And I feel like I remember you talking to you back in 2006. We were doing the Carolla radio show, and I remember, I don't even remember the context of it, but I remember you saying like, Shaq, you got to understand, you got to have juice. If you don't have juice, no one gives a crap about your demands. First, you got to get the juice. Then you can make demands about something.
Right.
And I feel like when people say, what's the point of all this? Well, I think that at least in theory, this is something, whether you consider it essential or not, people's lives will be less pleasurable if you like watching basketball, if it goes away until you pay attention. Is that so? Therefore, isn't it on that level a righteous cause to threaten to remove? Or do you buy the people who say, I'm never watching NBA again. Oh, those players kneeled. I'm not watching football anymore. I suspect that those people end up coming back anyway.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to kind of think about it. And I will tell you that there's probably more gray area than we talk about. So we talk about the fans of Ted Nugent who announced that if they're taking a knee, I'm out. You know, there's those fans. And then there's the other fans on the other side that are, you know, more Black Lives Matter and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is most people are kind of hanging out in the middle a little bit. We don't really get into the middle of life because the middle of life is boring. You know what I mean? Look at movies. Movies are, I don't know, are you familiar with the Star Wars series, David?
I mean,
you've heard of it.
If having watched each film 178 times at minimum means am I aware of it, then yes.
Okay, so you've seen them.
I think so. Yes.
You're familiar.
Yeah, no, I. Yes.
Well, look, for the
this
people.
This week? Right. I seen them this week? No, I have not.
All right, so the people who are listening who aren't familiar, there's the dark force. You know, there's the dark side. There's the force, the evil force, and then there's the good force. You know, there's no middle force. The middle force is a minivan with a chick that was bangable in high school, but she's put on a few pounds since her third kid. You know what I mean? No one wants the middle. We talk about, you know, in this country, it's like the poor, the impoverished, the downtrodden, and then the elite, the rich. Like, we don't really, the middle's kind of boring, but most people are somewhere in the middle. And I do think that professional sports and the NBA, and who knows how if the ratings reflect this or not, I do think there's a large group of people that are sort of like, you have your favorite barber, let's say. And I'm going with another metaphor here. But you have your favorite barber and you use that barber. And then some point you move across town. And you're like, I like that old guy, but there is the Fantastic Sam's right across the street. Like, I'm just going to go there. And there's a kind of an element. Gary says ratings are down 30% from last year, but who knows how much of that has to do with other circumstances. But there's a whole kind of group in the middle. And this is the danger for the NBA where they go, I don't even want to deal with it. Like, yeah, I'm a little bit in that group. Like, I hear LeBron said this and LeBron did that. I'm kind of like, I just want to watch a basketball game. And then the next thing you know, you find yourself sort of like, the Lakers played two nights ago and you didn't check to see who won. You know what I mean? It kind of drifts away. I'm from Los Angeles. I remember Magic and Kareem and the Skyhooks and Kobe and all that kind of stuff. And I was like into it, you know. And then it's just kind of a like, I'm too old. I'm a little turned off. Like, I don't want to think about all the politics. I want to watch sports and kind of not think about politics. And so I think there's a danger of the middle. You're never gonna get back the Ted Nugent fans, and you're never gonna lose the take a knee guys. But there is a large group in the middle, and you may lose a percentage of those people, not because they're making a political statement, just because they kind of go like, I don't want to hear all the arguing anymore.
Can I tell you something, Ace? You are I think you. Identify as smart, right? You self-identify as
I
smart.
I do. No one else has labeled me that.
Well, I'm about to tell you, then you are smart, because I talked with someone very high up at the NFL 3 years ago, very high up. It wasn't Roger Goodell, but it was somebody very high up. And he said almost exactly what you just said. He said that their research indicated that it's roughly 10 to 15% at the extremes, and everybody else is in the middle. And that's kind of the larger concern. And you just said it's not politically motivated. I'm turning it off because I disagree. Who are these millionaires?
Right.
Because I think that's tone deaf too, as though they're not human beings anymore because they've made $1 million and therefore they should forget about anybody else in the world is a weird statement to make. I think it's exactly what you get at there. Some people are just like, and back to where we started from 6 months ago, it's not essential. It's, are you missing it? You know, and to round it out with your barbershop, that was my thing. It was like, I've now realized I don't need a barber anymore, Ace. I can do my own hair.
Look, I know.
All right, fine. I'll miss a couple spots here and there, but Yeah, there's something pretty insightful in what you just said there. I think you've just identified that the big business of pro sports is that what they're concerned with is that middle portion. And, you know, not coincidentally, most politicians are shooting for that moderate centrist kind of target more often than not, rather than aiming at the extremes.
Yeah, but obviously the news is going to be aimed at the extremes, and sometimes politicians right and left are going to take cues from the news. So there's definitely that. All right, let me hit Bet Online here. NBA, NHL playoffs are up and running. Bet Online has you covered. You get in all the action, including an NBA playoffs bracket contest. MLB continues through the summer, too. No shortage of ways to get in on the action. Bet Online has hundreds of odds, futures, and props, by the way, to bet on if you like. Plus, their casino never closes. Head to the website today, sign up, and receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Visit betonline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign-up bonus today. Hop online and go to betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Chuck.
One episode down, four to go. That's right. Good sports coming at you all week. Tune in tomorrow and through the rest of the week. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, good sports out. Good
sports. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere, and all the links are at adamcarolla.com.
Bronco really touched a moment in American history where people didn't know they wanted it, but once they saw it, they were like, ooh, that's what I need.
The rise, fall, and rebirth of the Ford Bronco is a metaphor for the last 50 years in America. It was born into a world of tie-dye shirts and peace signs.
You know, the emergence of the Bronco really lines up with a whole new era of America. You've got the baby boomer generation coming into their own, got the women's liberation movement, you've got the civil rights movement. All of these things are sort of happening in the 1960s.
It came of age in the 1970s.
It was revered for being unapologetically big and boisterous.
And it survived a horrific midlife crisis in the 90s.
We're seeing live pictures right now. The football hero believed to be a passenger in that Ford Bronco.
And then suddenly, it disappeared.
It was something that we never got answers to, and to this day, I still don't know whatever happened.
But the Bronco didn't die. It just went underground.
Well, the first rule of Bronco Underground is you don't talk about Bronco Underground.
Now, that's where our ragtag team of heroes did everything imaginable to bring back Bronco.
When you're trying to change the direction of the battleship, that's really freaking difficult to do.
Poor people like, hey, bring back the Bronco to be a home run. This is not my first rodeo. It's not that simple.
Join us on this wild ride, an eight-part serial uncovering 50 years of blood, sweat, and dirt. This is Bring Back Bronco, the untold story. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. You'll be the first to know when a new episode drops.